see.
There's gonna be a huge accident. Everybody's gonna die.
Being alive after we were supposed to die caused a rift in Death's design.
Which means Death could be coming for us.
I have this really bad feeling. It's not over yet.
All right, welcome back to the movies. I am Ted Flanders, joined by Jake Voss and Sean Testosterone. Definitely wasn't going to call this podcast the wrong name. We are here at the Tailgate Society Podcast Network. Find us on your podcast app of choice, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Amazon, Bezos.
There you go.
Got it.
Money.
See that time.
Yeah. You can find us on the website also, thetailgatesociety.com. Please download and tell your friends about it. We says Back to Movies, the movie podcast where we rewatch a movie or watch one that one of us has not seen or maybe all of us haven't seen. We just did Good Will Hunting a few weeks ago with our friend Andrew Down. It is October now. It is Halloween season. We're going to do a couple of horror movies. I know for sure we're doing Planes, Trains, and Automobiles around Thanksgiving. If anyone has an idea for the early November game, I like how I said that because Jake hadn't agreed to that. But yeah, Jake, we're doing Planes, Trains, and Automobiles around Thanksgiving. So.
All right. Sounds good.
I don't know what else to do early Thanksgiving. So can we do Turkey Bowl again? Can we go back to Turkey Bowl?
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
Has enough time gone past? That was during COVID. Does COVID years count?
No. Famously established COVID years don't count.
Having passed for us to re-watch that fucking movie.
It should have been good. That's annoying. Anyway,
that's a whole different conversation.
All right. So what we decided to do tonight, we're going to do a Final Destination 2. I feel like it's going to be like a kind of a fun little movie since we're discussing it. We have not, there's the first one, obviously, we're going to discuss both of them probably, but more the second one. I'm excited to discuss Final Destination 2. But before we get started, we have to do the thing where we decide who's going to spoil the movie in 90 seconds or left. And I have created, I'm going to turn my computer around here. I believe it's like a Rube Goldberg machine. Rube something machine.
Rube Goldberg.
Is that the name of it? Where like it's like a comp. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Fuck yes!
You're on a roll today.
All right. So as you can see on my table in front of us, there is three little paper mache people with matches on top of them. And we have dominoes. We have pulley systems. We have all kinds of wheels and shit. And I'm going to hit this thing, the thing's going to move, and whichever person lights on fire first,
that's great,
is going to be the one that discusses the movie in 90 seconds.
Love that.
I mean, who doesn't want to burn a house down on a podcast? I mean, can I ask you a question? Like, how much lighter fluid would you guys have used per person?
I have to say to that is yikes.
It feels like a just a dabble do ya sort of situation, but
so not
you know,
not,
you do what you gotta do.
Not a couple of squirts. Okay, here we go. All right. And they're off. There goes dominoes. Wheelie, wee, wee, wee. That's a wheel sound. Wheel sound. Rope sound.
That's a wheel sound.
Oh, the match lit! Oh my god, there's fire everywhere! Oh shit! They're all right. Give me a second.
I think they're all on fire.
Fuck. Yeah, I think god they might all be lit.
Burnt myself. All right, shit. All right, ashy. It's fucking ash.
You have to do it.
Okay, sure. Fuck you. Brush this ash off of my.
It's a wheel sound.
Final Destination 2 came out in 2003? Yes.
Yes.
It is a sequel to Final Destination 1, which I'm not sure if you've heard of this movie. It's basically where a disaster happens, someone gets a premonition, and then Death, because he's a petty bitch, decides that he's going to go out and get these people anyways. Most people die horribly. I mean, they all die horribly. Most of it involves complex, like, Rube Goldberg machines where, like, you don't know exactly how that person's going to die because Death likes a tease. He likes to edge the victims, you might say.
Some would say it's a series of unfortunate events for a few.
That is a Jim Carrey movie. We were going to get sued. and a book series. Hopefully that author is less problematic than J.K. Rowling's. Anyways, death slowly kills the people that the people always think that they have an out, and they think they have an out, and then they find out lately at the end of the movies that the out is wrong, and they're just fucked anyways. This one obviously starts with a log truck disaster, which we're going to get into, which people talk about. It's also something in that car accident pileup that, like, I think is worse. Everyone dies horribly. We're going to get into the deaths. We're going to have you guys rank which death you would least like to have happen to you and which one you would least most like to have happen to you. Like, if you're picking.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we're doing tonight, buddy. It's like, yep. These our categories don't mean shit tonight because there's no famous people in this movie. There's like a bunch of nobodies. There's one person I can even point at.
Allie Larder would like to have a word.
All right. Well,
AJ Cook was on 400 episodes of Criminal Minds.
That's true.
Are we also not going to talk about the fucking Mickey from Shameless showing up there to get barbecued?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Anyways, I have ruined this whole 90 seconds. Don't fuck with death. He'll fuck you back much harder. Without lube. Anyways.
Oh.
They made 5 of these movies. I think 4 of the 5 are insanely watchable. The second one and the third one are probably the ones that people think are the best. First one's decent. Fifth one's pretty good. Fourth one is 3D, and it is dog shit. Yeah, dog shit. Has one of the worst deaths of all time. Like, gross. I'm done. I've hit 90 seconds. I have fire to put out.
Hit more than 90 seconds. I think your house is fully on fire now.
So, all right. So, what's the start of the earliest memories you have of this movie? Obviously, we were all alive when this came out. I was in Ames. You guys were in middle school. I saw this in a theater. You know, you guys see this in theater?
I don't think I was made aware or... So, I can't exactly remember the events of how I became aware of this series of movies because... I think maybe the first one started getting played on TV when I was like middle school, high school aged. And then the third one probably came out. I don't think I didn't see it in theater, but it was like around at that time too. So I think that's kind of the first three kind of mashed together in that window of time because of like, oh, this one is in the window of being, or maybe the first and second one were on TV periodically, and then the third one came out. So I don't think I saw any of the first three in the theater. I haven't seen any of them. I didn't see any of them in the theater, obviously. But, I don't have distinct memory of these, but I have watched the first three at least a handful of times each.
So I remember, I think, if I recall correctly, I saw this one before I saw the first one. This was a movie that I do distinctly remember it quickly became, after it was in the theaters, back when, for any of the youths that are listening, a movie had to do a full theater run and then they had to do like a DVD sales period and then it could go on like the movie services, HBO, stuff like that. This movie, especially the second one, was on Stars all the time. So I watched this one a ton. At some point I did, you know, watch the first one. I do like the first one.
The first one is so like laid back or like,
and especially sequel. Yeah, and obviously, yeah, and it's also, you know, for it being like the introduction to what obviously they all become, and just the way they go, but you know, you build the storyline and then you just start killing everybody off. Definitely an interesting twist on kind of the scary movie disaster horror, however you want to categorize it. And I know at some point I watched the third one, maybe a couple times. I remember not being a fan. Probably won't ever go back and rewatch it. I haven't seen the fourth or fifth one. Just not super interested.
Fifth one's good. I will go to bat for the fifth one. You should watch fifth one. It's a bridge disaster. That's really good. Bridge collapse.
But yeah, we'll kind of get into a little more of... I love this one.
It's lean and mean, man. 90 minutes. And like, yeah, it just doesn't fuck around. Like the first
it's quick and it's packed with moments. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happens. Yeah. In those 90 minutes.
So like I said earlier, before Jake started giving his talk, like I once saw this in theaters, 2003. So I was in Ames. I was with my buddy. Like, this is one of those ones you saw with like your friends. You like, guys, many of your friends together, we're going to go watch it. You're going to like scream. You're going to laugh. You're going to like, you know, the log truck scene, the whole freeway scene, that is just something. And we discussed it when we discussed the Jaws podcast. I feel like log trucks are my generation, maybe your guys' generation. They are our, I don't want to go in the water. If I'm behind a log truck, even though I know I'm not going to fucking die, I am getting I'm getting past it.
Definitely. I think for all like millennials, because we spent like between you and me, we span basically the whole like millennial thing essentially, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, for even for a movie that I was 10 years old when the movie came out, there's probably kids my age that end up going to the theater with somebody or whatever and saw it in the theater. But for a movie that I didn't see until it was probably out for 5 years type of thing, it still is like, for whatever reason, that log truck scene is just like the thing. Well, anytime I'm on the interstate or highway or anything behind a truck with something, even not even logs, something like logs that's hauling shit, that's in my brain. Like, it's in your brain.
They even did, as far as, and I don't usually do this, but I was just curious today. I did watch just the actual trailer, and they show a good amount of those logs rolling off and just bouncing around the highway, almost, you know, for a trailer, almost going into and through cars. And like, they send that message home pretty clearly in the trailer. Like, that was just running, you know, on the USA Network at 3 in the afternoon.
They did say that the logs, when they did try doing this for real, and the logs did not bounce enough, so they had to make CGI logs. So they got mad that the logs are not.
I can see that. Yeah. It's,
yes, logs are not going to bounce like that. If you
so yeah, not exactly rubbery.
they're too wet. They're too wet.
Actually, yeah. I mean, sometimes what too wet's a danger zone. Anyways. Yeah, so like, and it does like a really good, like, this movie's just really good. I'm sorry, like, the director went out. He directed the fifth one. We didn't do much after this. Like, for, like Sean says, and I mentioned his name, it's like, they do a really good job in that first 3 minutes of the interstate of showing who's in every car. Like, they do, like, a good job, like, setting the stage where the truck is compared to the other cars. The guy on the motorcycle, like, the guy doing, you got the dude doing coke. You got the guy tossing the joint into the other car. You know, like, they do a really good job, like, showcasing each character for a second, and then it all goes bad.
But
it's a premonition, but we're gonna get there.
But sorry, go ahead and say what you're gonna say. I'll like rip the first 5 minutes of it apart.
That's fine. The most traumatic part in the first pileup scene, that to me is not the logs. It is
no. That's it, the funny part.
Is the water bottle underneath the brake pedal. And that fucks me up. If I drop a bottle in my car, I am fucking finding that sucker. If I can't find it, I am stopping the car and I'm getting it. Even though those people are dead anyways.
I have had friends get into accidents because of a situation obviously not killed them. Sort of scenario, but it was, they're like, I was just moving at 10 miles an hour and I couldn't stop because I dropped had people. That's why you're not supposed to drive with flip-flops on, because your your sandal can get jammed under there. Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've had this conversation before.
Yeah, absolutely, we have.
Like the water bottle thing, or the like thing rolling around on the floorboard, is a realistic thing that I was told about. Like, I feel like that's where it came from for the movie. And then, like you said, the flip-flop thing, like it can get like jam on the floor. And like,
dude, this movie came out 21 years ago. There are parents with 16-year-olds that are like,
But I'm talking about like, even like before this movie was out in like mainstream or whatever, like maybe not before, but like at the same time, like, I feel like that the water bottle thing came from like, people like that thing of like, hey, don't let
that was a
floorboard.
That was a lesson, urban legend sort of thing that I think has just been around as long as, you know, brake pedals.
Well, now I saw it for real in a movie and those people died, even though it was a dream. My dad was always like, don't have something hanging on your mirror because it'll cause an accident. And I always thought he was full of shit. Until the time that I went to turn and my thumb got caught in the lay that was hanging from my like rearview mirror.
Well, if you have something as long as a lay, okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, judgy much?
Lesson, I think the lesson was more it impairs your line of sight, not necessarily your hand will get caught.
My thumb got caught.
But sure, right. Yeah, whatever, you know, different routes as long as they lead to the same place.
But yeah, like that pile-up scene is really, really impressive.
So the water bottle getting caught is your...
It's more scary than log trucks.
More scary. So that isn't your, like, don't want to die that way, but that is your, like, most terrible...
Oh, no. There's someone that dies much worse. There's someone that, like, doesn't... There's someone that doesn't die in this movie, but then dies like a few seconds later.
I'm just clarifying like what your statement is on that part of it.
No, no,
like if that happened to you, like you're terrified that could and would happen to you.
Right? Yeah. Like
thing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
which is fair because it is like absolutely a very like everyday realistic thing that could happen. Like something happens to pop out of a cup holder and roll on the floor and you have to hit the brakes and it's there or whatever.
That car is going way too fast. Even if they could hit the brakes, they're both dead, but it's fine. Like, you know,
like I said, there's a few, we'll talk about the scene and then I'll rip the
first. I did love my, I watched the first and the second one with the girlfriend and she kept being like, that wouldn't work that way. I'm like, it's a movie about death being a petty bitch.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm actually probably need to rewind the movie because I do have it playing to like fully remember what all of the individual
in the pile up. So motorcycle guy gets hit. Motorcycle gets killed by his own cycle. Yeah.
He like wrecks and then gets smashed.
So Lotto winner gets burned to death screaming because he hits
smoked by a semi.
Yep. And then
he's like burning and then gets
he's burning alive and gets killed by a semi. Yep. That's got to be up there as a really, really bad way to go.
I think the woman who gets a cigarette on the thing just flips, and then her friends get mowed by the same semi. I'm going with the dude that gets burned alive, then gets run over, even though at that point getting run over is probably a blessing.
Well, and the cop takes the log to the face. That's.
I mean, he doesn't feel shit. He doesn't. It's instant deletion.
Right, and instant he never even knew what happened. It's just. He looked up, he saw a log, and it was
That's more my thoughts on it is like, what is the worst suffering thing that you have in that situation? It's probably the dude on fire that then, like you said, it's just out of your mercy type of thing, but like burning is not.
Or the main character being in the car, seeing the semi coming at you. And
That was the other one that's in my brain. Like, she's like hurt. Her friends are like probably dead already. And she's just like watching other people die. And then. You get to watch a semi plow through other things and come right at you.
But good thing it's a dream. And then after you wake up in the dream, your friends still get hit by that fucking semi.
But especially with hers, like when they're flipped, like it's kind of the start of, and they obviously do this in all of them. This entire movie could be renamed foreshadowing because that's obviously what the whole thing is. It's like, you're all going to die and we're going to tease about how... and we're going to try and misdirect you on it. And they do, you know, they have their flip and their rollover and they cut to her and she has the seatbelt around her neck and they're kind of dangling there. And you're like, oh, something's going to happen there. And then, yeah, it's just a semi through the flames and it's toast. And then, yeah, we snap back to reality and she starts having a freak out.
There goes gravity.
There we go. All right. So, now, speaking of that real quick, I have a couple things. Before we get too far, this movie does start with her like asleep watching a like conspiracy theory show on whatever channel.
It's kind of like a fake Dr. Phil is kind of what it is.
I'm telling you right now, if that was real and that was on TV, I would eat that shit up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Nice. Like, I'm like, that's me at 2 a.m. eating hot pizza rolls.
It's 1 o'clock and it's Fox News.
I was gonna leave all of that alone. it's kind of a fake Dr. Phil, but it's with a person that believes the first movie and the events from the first movie were real. And it's like kind of explaining like these, this is what happened. And then like death came back for them and it's always around you and whatever.
Yeah. Like, he's giving kind of, it's the full, like,
it's
yeah,
a great it's, setup.
Honestly. It's the, yeah, it's the good catch up of, it gives you an idea. Like if you haven't seen the first, what's kind of going on and what happened and obviously what you're about to see. And it is, yes, yeah, sort of the explanation of you were supposed to live this reality and now, and you didn't. And now death is fixing his timeline sort of thing. And then they twist some of that a little more in this one, obviously, that we can get into. But
they also, right. In this movie, in the beginning, they like to, they like to give you like red herrings because obviously,
100%, obviously, yeah.
Not obviously that if you're watching this movie, you've watched the first one, but a lot of people are, or at least have an idea of what the movie is. But they present you with like the, they give you the intro show and then like she's leaving on a trip and oh, the
suburban 1 year anniversary. Leaking.
Yeah, it's a 1 year yeah. anniversary and the suburban's leaking transmission fluid and just these different things. And they do it throughout the movie where they kind of tease you with like events.
It's great. I love that part. Like, we're like, you're like, events. It's like many whodunits when like you're watching death like stalk the victims.
Like, oh, is somebody actually gonna die here, or
is he gonna die this way? Is he going that way? So like,
right.
But like, yeah. So like, here's the question I have to ask you guys: you guys or us three, one of us is driving. You have that premonition. Are you stopping the car?
Yes.
Like,
yeah, yeah. Probably. If there's nowhere I need to go, like
I'm getting the fuck out, doing what she did, turning it sideways, grabbing the keys and throwing the fucking keys.
Yeah, I'm very much a vibes person.
She should have just kept it in park and then her friends would still be alive, but you know, she thinks that.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's a again, we can talk.
She's
about
still the first, on the like, shoulder. There's no reason they should have got hit anyway.
That's there's many things in the first, yeah, the first part of the movie that are not, don't exactly line up well. So,
but yeah, it's, you know, it's, I'm a vibes person. If it's feeling off, we're not doing it. Like I'll side road it for a little bit. We'll go somewhere else. We'll figure something else out. We're not doing that. It's just
right. Right.
I'm sure as fuck pulling over and waiting to make sure there isn't a log truck that drives by. At the least, that's
yeah. If I see that, and especially if I look down the road and I see a log truck, yeah, I'm backing up. I'm burning out and getting as far away from there as possible.
Yeah. So. Like I said, the questions categories we have normally for this podcast.
So are before hard. Before we move on, so we've talked about like the beginning and how we get there. The beginning scene of this movie. So they all get stacked up on the highway. Basically, all the people involved in the movie that get like affected and death comes after or whatever. But then you have Kimberly like pull the Suburban up across like what would be an entrance, like lane to the highway. Should never be able to just get smoked by a semi driving by or a truck driving by.
No.
You also have the timeline of them like getting on the highway and driving for what seems like 5 minutes and then the accident happening and
yeah. going down.
And then when they're sitting there waiting, the log truck drives like 50 yards past the intersection
and it's and all
everything
right
goes to hell. And it's like, what in the fuck is that? There's like a fuel tank on the side of the trailer of that the dude in the Firebird like drives into to catch on fire. And I'm like, why the fuck is there a fuel tank on the side of a trail, like right in the middle on the side of a trailer? That doesn't make any sense. I don't know. The motorcycle, the guy on the motorcycle like wrecks and slides like 30 yards past the motorcycle where they're apparently going the same speed for the motorcycle to then slam into him and kill him. I don't know. There's like, the whole like, I understand you're not supposed to think critically about this whole beginning of this movie, but right. as I was watching it and actually evaluating, I was like, they could have done this so much better to like at least
Jake's notebook is just the word bullshit 35 times. Just bullshit, so, bullshit, bullshit.
Honestly,
bullshit.
The rest of the movie I didn't have that many problems with, but like this beginning part of the highway, like carnage stuff.
There's a part here that I have a huge problem with that we're gonna get into.
That was definitely a part of like, so I probably haven't watched this movie. I mean, for sure in at least 10 years, but let's call it that, probably longer than that. But so, like, I remember the idea of almost all the parts. And I agree with you, Jake, on that, that it is, you have in the premonition part, there's so many parts. She turns onto the highway and there's cars passing cars. There's so many events, like they pass the beer truck that apparently was going fast enough that that drunk dude's just gone because he never comes up again. And it's all of those things. And then, yeah, it cuts back and then it's, obviously, she has the time to freak out and sit there and have the conversation.
Yeah, they have a lot of time.
And then the truck shows up and then it just immediately blows up.
And then 50 yards afterwards.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That little stretch definitely.
Because Death got mad. Death got mad that he didn't get them. And he's like, fuck it. I'm doing it right now.
Expediting the process, I guess.
Like, you know, like. So. The main difference. On and this one back to back. The main difference is in the first one, there's like 40 days pass, and this one, literally the day they get out of like the fucking witness thing, where like they did their statements,
it's like 2 days, right?
No, it's the same fucking day.
Same day.
Lotto guy gets killed the first day.
The whole movie is one day.
No, but like the lotto guy, like the
Yeah, the whole thing's over like 3 days, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. I think the whole movie is like 2 days.
I need to discuss lotto winner, dude. The T-Bird guy, first guy to die. I have problems. Did you guys check what he was cooking?
Yeah,
he dumped oil in a pan and then put frozen mozzarella sticks in there, right?
Surefire brand mozzarella.
I didn't see the oil. I thought that motherfucker was just like.
No, he dumped some like canola oil or something in the.
Yeah, place. He spilled it everywhere.
But also, that's not how.
It's not flammable. It's not, yeah,
like how? Well, there's
it'll burn. Yeah, it's.
But in the first movie, vodka burned like gasoline. All right, I think Death making some of his own rules. So, who makes mozzarella sticks in a cast iron fucking skillet?
Just in a flat pan. No, that's what I mean. Like, that's not how you're gonna make that. You either put it on a pan in the fucking oven, or you have a pot with oil in it and you fry it. Like,
let's not even get into it. I don't know how long that spaghetti he threw out the window. Had been in that pan, it wouldn't still be wet. There's no way.
Just flip out the window.
Like,
here's for the alley cats.
Like, yeah. So this guy, this is the one I think just the raw steel of all the fuckers that die in this movie. Maybe not. We're gonna get to him. He gets like Death teases him three times. He survives the fire. He survives his hand being stuck. He gets down the goddamn fire escape, which his body should have been like blistering once he's t-shirtless in the apartment fire. And then the ladder just drops like 2 inches and stops before like falling again and fucking him. Like,
again and falls.
Yeah.
Like, that is just some bullshit. Like, just like.
One of the things that I don't love about these movies, like, listen, I understand they're not supposed to be super logical in a sense, but the amount of times where like it's. Because the whole point is like, oh, well, Death has its order and you can like, it can like skip or like whatever and do these things. Well, when you have these teases, it's like, well, was that person supposed to die and they avoided it? Or is it just like teasing or what right. exactly is happening here?
Yeah. And that's one again that with the gap, since I saw it, I kind of started. Later in the movie, there's a sequence of events where I'm just like, yeah, I know there's little, you know, loopholes and catch-alls and stuff like that in Death's little master plan, but like some of this just doesn't. I don't remember what the gimmick is of, you know, why this one worked. And so that is, yeah, does Death just get an unlimited time frame to try and cash this chip until
that was a part of these first two movies, right? The fact of like avoiding it and it skipping you and like going to the next person.
I believe so.
Does that come in the third one?
I think it's always, it's kind of the same. It's the same rule every time, but in the That's first one, you realize that even if it skips you, it's coming back to you.
It comes back. Yeah, it's supposed to come back, but it like
goes. Yeah, because you do get in, like, it's never expressly brought up in this one, but I guess it was in my head.
That's what I was
because obviously too. The one guy tries to shoot himself six times and they're just, yeah. Death's like, nope, tough titties, man.
Six duds in a row.
But yeah, that is, I guess, Death just sort of gets an unlimited chip to mess with you on all of these until he cashes it in, and then he'll grab the next one. It seems like he's not great at a game of opportunity, because yeah, there's plenty of things there that they do the tease, and
I met buddy throwing sniffing the Chinese and throwing some oil and mushrooms in a pan part. So
dude, I did not see the oil, which makes more sense. I thought the motherfucker was just literally cooking them in a fucking, like, just like just gonna roll them over and like try to brown those motherfuckers, like it just heated.
I mean, it's like it's some oil, but it's not enough to actually like fry it, like,
right.
It's not how you would ever cook them, let's put it that way.
Yeah. And then I guess it's symbolic that the fire gets so big it melts the fire alarm, but like a smoke detector just makes noise, guys. It doesn't do anything, it doesn't call anybody. I don't know. Like,
I think
your neighbors are gonna smell smoke. Your entire apartment's on fire.
Did you guys catch the magnets on the fridge saying I when they fall?
No, I didn't.
I did catch it because when I don't know why I was paying as much attention. Maybe just like I said, maybe I knew there was kind of just details. And
I wish Death would come to my fucking dog so he'd stop barking.
I was just like, it's weird that he has magnets that say "Hey E" on the side of his fridge. Like, okay, whatever. And then yeah, obviously the H falls off and starts the.
Oh, they're trying to shame
them. That's not even a real microwave. I don't know what they're doing. That's a toaster oven.
Don't stick your hand in a garbage disposal, by the way.
Right. And there's no way that sink has a garbage disposal anyway. It's a giant
basin. What we're saying is that dude deserved to die. All right. Anyways, moving on to the next step. Okay. So I don't really think we have categories here.
No, if you guys have a single quote from this movie, I would love to hear it right now, because I got
Death finds a way. Is that a quote?
No, I don't think there's anything.
All right. So here's the one that like also scares her. So now Kimberly's like, shit, the guy got impaled. I got to let everyone know. Mom and kid go to the dentist, which this whole scene is like Finding Nemo on crack. These birds are hitting the fucking window. And the guy's just like, these goddamn birds.
How am I supposed to ever get anything done with these birds?
And the needle that dude sticks in his fucking tooth is like fucking 3 inches long. Like, that is, if my dentist ever pull out a needle like that, I'm like, fuck you, I'm leaving. I have seen the needle goes in my mouth, it's not that long, you know.
I honestly,
the big ones hurt.
Remember how long Novocaine needles are, but
yeah, and then
before they get to the dentist and all of that, you got to deal with, she does see the 180 on the road sign, so it's all, you know, she starts to kind of freak out and connect things. And then for some reason, we cut to her in the middle of the night, waking up to the night terrors of the tree making skeleton hands in her window in the shadows. And then it just cuts away, which is just this really weird drop in. But also, been there, get it. About 10 years ago, I had a little bout with sleep paralysis. If you ever get the chance, don't.
No, we don't want to deal with the fucking man in the corner. No, I'm good.
But I do remember I had some issues like that. And I remember just going, it's not real. It was in Final Destination. And that's not what gets you. It's other shit gets you. It's not the shadows.
Jesus Christ. I'm not sleeping at all tonight. Thank you. Also, I guess before the dipshit dies at the dentist, he goes and finds Clear Rivers, which I watched that entire first movie. I thought her name was Clear Rivers, but apparently it's Clear Rivers, which apparently her parents could be motherfuckers.
That's a bad.
I love how like Devon Sawa said fuck you, and like they didn't pay him enough, so they're like, fine, we'll just kill your character with a brick, which I thought was hilarious. Like,
well, I was reading some things, it seems a little misconstrued maybe on what all of that was, that he had just kind of stopped acting also, but it was maybe a contract thing. Either way, he obviously isn't in the movie, and yeah, they just killed him off.
With a brick.
With a brick.
With a brick. I gotta talk about half step back. So the mom and the mom and the kid, like that night before, the mom just like comes in the room. She's like, here's a glass of water and take this pill so you can sleep. And it's like, so we're just drugging.
Yeah, we don't get any context on like, what that
kid
is.
That kid doesn't give a shit for the most part, as far as we know, but we're gonna give him an Ambien or whatever the fuck it is to make him make sure
you gotta get some sleep. Biz, big day.
That kid went through some shit before he died, but I still think his death is the one I'm picking. Be clear. If I want that to happen to me.
If you're gonna pick the death that happens to you,
yeah.
Well, it's like one of the more unrealistic deaths, so.
Either way, he's instant deletion.
Yeah, you're just dead. Of the deaths that actually happened, that's fair. I think the cop, the log through the face of the or upper torso or whatever of the cop is right up there with, like, if you're gonna pick one that's gonna happen, like, just sounds good. Just get it done.
Yeah, but yeah, so like. Clear Rivers is in the insane asylum, which apparently you can just check yourself in. They're like taxpayer money. Like,
yeah, you can do it tomorrow.
You can. Yeah, you can be admitted to such a place as voluntary, but I don't think you just get to be there.
I don't think you get a request like, padded room.
I don't think you get to decide your padded room. And yeah, decide the checklist of people that can visit you and all that stuff.
It is a line where they're like, it's for her safety and yours, you know, like,
yeah,
what about you hurting her?
Yeah,
it's like, oh, is she dangerous? No, she's worried about you.
Yeah, she should stay in that room.
What, your internet dropped out for a second? What'd you say?
So she should have stayed there.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, we
can talk about the roundabout of
that's where you get the whole, you know, there's going to be signs, pay attention to the signs. And then Kimberly goes to talk to the cop and gets the big spook from the pigeons. And then maybe that's the quote of, they're going to die by pigeons or whatever she says. And it's just like, man, I don't think that's how it happens. Like, I wasn't sure. And then obviously pigeons play a role. I mean, but
kinda, yeah.
I guess they're the driving force, but ultimately it's
the dumbass no kid.
Pigeon,
the dumbass
no kid. Pigeon would serve time in prison for what happened to that idiot kid. That's just
the dumbass
act
kid
of God.
Sees someone that's terrified that was involved in an accident with him earlier and like is terrified and screaming the pigeons, and he decides to just go jump in the middle of them. That,
all right, what's all this fucking dentist shit? How awful would it be to be numbed up, kind of, happy gas, suffocating, and then a fucking fish thingy falls in your throat? Like, even if you don't die, that's trauma. Like,
yeah,
like. That is
almost suffocating to death. Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a point at that point. He's so gassed up. He obviously can't even move his hands to get it out of there. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. That is part of it, too. Like, if you're that, like, you're already on nitrate.
I'm sure maybe somewhere subconsciously it's going to get stored down and you're going to have a pretty rough adult life.
Guess what? Doesn't matter. Because he gets well, by a fucking pane of glass and splattered on the concrete. Which is so unrealistic, again, that, you know.
How much does a pane of glass cost? It might have done it.
No.
Wait. Sorry, so
a pigeon flying into it puts a hole in it? Probably not that much.
The problem with that is not that. The problem with that is like a quarter inch pane of glass is just going to land on you. Yeah, it'll fuck you up, but it's going to shatter. It's not going to smash you in the ground.
Right. It's not going to snap your
like,
spine in
you
half
might
backwards.
Like, you might like fuck your back and your neck up and have a concussion and like break an ankle or something, but you're not going to, it's not going to, yeah, literally smash you into the ground like it's 2 inches thick.
My immediate thought is, one, I was super excited excited because I remember that being my favorite death until we get further into the movie.
I didn't even remember
a death that I forgot about. But then I just immediately thought about, I understand when it comes to crime scene cleanup and stuff like that.
Is that where we're going?
Like, when it comes to like police and medical and all of that, their responsibility is just to get the body out of there. Everything else is on you. How do you clean up a body that's just
scoop shovels?
Just in
Jesus Christ.
In shattered glass as well. Like, does somebody have to go through, or do you just incinerate that body and then you just take the
glass? I like the fact I like the fact that they showed the stretcher with a body bag. Like,
right,
there might be a bag. There's probably a bag, but
that's what made me think about it. Like, and it's his mom standing over it, like, oh my god, my baby.
They're tossing that bag over their shoulder like Santa Claus getting ready to get in the sleigh. Like,
that thing is clinking like there's little trinkets in it.
It isn't. Yeah, it's no.
That bag sounds like it's going to the local prom pop can, or it's going to the local fucking hobo getting some fucking whiskey money. So
78% glass in that body bag.
Well, yeah, better microplastics. Yeah. So, all right. Is there back to the categories? Because there is none. All right, move on. Is there something that hasn't aged well? Let's go with that. Let's try doing this. We're at the dude getting smoked by glass. We're getting ready to have the big powwow where she's
is there anything that didn't age well?
I did love how early on they just had a woman show her boobs on the bike just to get that R rating.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything that might be the worst thing, something that ages it is the cell phones that they pass out or whatever. But beyond that, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a couple and it is when she goes on map quests to find the directions to get to the asylum.
That would be something that
definitely dates the movie, but I don't think any of it. Yeah. Ages poorly. That I can think of anyway. I don't know. Again, a lot of it's, pretty straight. The actual plot and dialogue.
A lot of that
is not, goes along is with not that. Deep. It's
yeah. A lot of that stuff goes along, the vehicles date the movie too, but there's nothing.
Yeah, for sure.
There's nothing that's bad or.
Yeah, as far as
language, there's no language or anything ridiculous that we often find in some of these movies that are made in the whatever early 2000s.
Right. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of other stuff in that time frame that carries a lot, not even carries, but at least expresses some of the themes that are just not great. But as far as this, they're mostly just killing people, and then there's. There's barely even, I would even say, friendships being made, let alone, I understand they try and make a little love connection, but
I don't even know if this even that's the nothing, movie, but I don't know how old the cop's supposed to be, but what's her nuts? It's a high schooler. That's not great.
Yeah. I think she a high schooler or is she between senior year and college?
I assume.
Yeah, that's what I don't. Schooler. But yeah, I assume she was high school age, 17, 18, something like that. Obviously,
I don't know that that was, saying, that was I got
there's
I,
not a lot of context and character building as it
it's,
is.
It's kind of so, just how you perceive the whole trip dad protective.
Where did the dad go? The dad's super protective until people she knows are fucking dying. Where's this motherfucker go?
I wouldn't wrap myself up in that either. What are you talking about? You're on your own, kid.
Stay out of that
shit. I apparently can't beat death. What are you talking about?
That's a petty bitch. All right.
You better keep driving to Daytona Beach or wherever she is.
Because I don't remember. What was the. So they go to the crematorium funeral plate, whatever.
Dude, that's. That's death. That's like the running theory is that guy's death.
No. I agree with that. But what I don't remember what part he had in the first movie.
He's the same dude. They go the It's the same thing, basically. So the first person dies in the worst death of all the first movies. The guy like slips in the shower. The shower head wraps around his neck, strangles him, and like he can't get his feet underneath him because of conditioner, and which would be an awful way to die. And they go to check on his buddy, and the mortician's like, "Can't cheat death, gonna get you." Okay, Tony so Todd
kind of did the same thing in both movies. I didn't
Candyman. He's also in The Rock. No,
he's definitely like supposed to be death or represent death or whatever.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I've heard the sixth one might be set in the past, and it's involving him, his character. Like, I'm excited for a sixth one. I don't know why they stopped making these movies because they're fun. Like they're fun, like little like.
They could put Tony Stark in one now.
Yeah, Dr. Doom. Yeah, like so, like he's just like connecting tissue. I think he's in all of them. I bet, or some part of him's in all of them. I don't know his voice.
I don't remember him in the. He's probably in the third one. I don't specifically.
Third one's good. Has a roller coaster. I still think this one's better. Fourth one's trash. So we have to go meet the death guy, and then they go on. And then we had like the whole meetup, and the elevator thing happens, and we're gonna discuss the elevator thing happening.
Oof,
because I think that's the worst death in a movie.
That is that is the worst death and also one of the most unrealistic deaths.
What? The door is broken. It doesn't work. What are you saying?
An elevator doesn't jam and release and like smash back and forth over and over.
Yeah. Again. That's
not how that works.
And it I understand it's built to lift so much weight and stuff like that, but yeah. There's been
trust me, there's safety, a shitload of engineering
safety fallbacks in elevators for 80 years, 100 years, where it just that's not the obviously it's very well known that just obviously elevators don't work the way they work in TVs and movies, like
or silencers.
You can't slip into elevators and the doors just don't open. That elevator doesn't exist anywhere.
I was in Ames when that motherfucker got drunk and fell down the Legends elevator shaft. Rest in peace. So,
I'm not saying people can't fall down elevator shafts, but you're not going to sneak into an elevator at the last second and the sensor's not going to go off and go, "We got to open these doors." Like,
they showed the guy getting his boot caught, and the guy's like, "Yeah, that shit sucks. Doesn't work."
Yeah.
Also, that guy's my favorite character. He's just high the entire movie. Just like
the cokehead. What else has he been? He's been in something else that I like recognize him from.
I have no idea.
I don't know what it is, but I should have looked it up already. But
yeah, the elevator head off the creeper dude that smells her hair. Like, what the fuck, man? So like, weird. Like
old people, man.
Hey!
Oh, that's what he's from. He's in Goon.
Who's he in Goon?
He's Belcher in Goon.
I've watched Goon.
Definitely what I
remember. I was very drunk during Goon. I couldn't tell you who that is.
You've only watched Goon once?
A few times, but also always drunk.
Oh, Goon is... Oh, great. Yeah, great.
It's very good. I've never not liked Goon. Shoresy's also very good. I assume you're watching that if you like Goon. I lost my train of thought. Yeah, I was disgusting.
I derailed you again.
Not sure. I was talking about how terrible it would be to lose my fucking head in an elevator shaft. And then I started talking about
it certainly wouldn't be pleasant.
Just and then I started talking about
smash, like, you don't die instantly.
I'm talking about the old guy sniffing hair, which is also not pleasant.
Yeah. Also, back in the day when the guillotines were a thing, they used to, like, people would have, like, scientists that got sentenced to get their head cut off with, like, try to like blink their eyes so many times to like to show how long they were still conscious when their head was thing, which
you know terrible. What the record is?
God, fuck you, Sean.
13 blinks.
Fuck you, Sean.
Let that keep you up at night.
I mean, Okay.
As Jake, like, in his head, like, how many seconds is that where you're still alive where your head's gone?
I mean, it's like 4 seconds. Yeah. They were blinking as fast as they could.
I'm thinking about
one of our friends was doing that, if we'd be like betting on the over under.
We don't need, oh my God. That is
over under is 9.5 links.
You would.
Tom has 9.5 links in him? I got the under. He ain't hitting it. God. So, like, the thing about these movies is, like, as my dog really wants to fight someone outside, I don't know what it is, probably death.
Ghosts outside.
We don't fuck with ghosts. It's like this movie, like, I like it, but like, it like goes fast for 45 minutes and then like it like stalls for like 20.
Yeah, it like, doesn't feel at least. So yeah, it's what, our 90-minute runtime,
right? With credits.
Yeah, and it feels not that it like drags, but it feels longer than 90 minutes.
After the dentist glass pane death, until like they're all in the car heading towards the hospital, it's like, all right, can one of the other fuckers die now? I guess the elevator happens there.
Yeah, but mom. that's where they just finally start to. So this is where in my notes I started getting through. I had made a comment because, like I said, I didn't rewatch the first one, but I remember the idea from the first one. Because obviously it also ends up getting brought up in this one. When the lottery kid dies, I had noted, I go, the cop should have died first, right? You know, didn't it go in the order of their seats? You know, that sort of thing. They go through all of that. And so I guess at that point, and they make a couple references to, oh, it's going in reverse. And I just sat there and I was going, are they ever going to fucking explain this? Like, maybe I just, like, what is going on? Like,
they didn't explain it.
Well, I understand that, but this is where they start to get into the part of the movie where they're diving in and explaining what's going on. But also, it's the whole, again, giant red herring that, you know, you need a new life. And it's, oh, the pregnant lady has to have the baby.
They always got to have that twist. Like in the first one.
Yeah, now we have to let you know she was never going to die. And so, yeah, then it's in panic mode because we're all going to die again. Which is where, I guess, in the moment of dying, if there's a moment to die that's going to be real quick, it's an airbag to put your brain through a giant PVC pipe. But, yeah, the lead up to just having that by your head and broken legs underneath that log probably isn't great. So shout out to that lady for having a painful yet quick death.
The airbag thing?
Yeah.
I
will agree with you. That is where it starts to kind of drag because they went with gas the whole way. And then it was just like, okay, we got to sort of explain what our twist is and build up to our twist and what.
Yeah, it's all about like how like everyone that's in this movie is a survivor because,
right? And then explain that whole thing. Yeah,
the people that didn't die in the first movie because ripple effect, and I think that's clever. Like, and like as I watched
the best writing of this movie, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, the whole wreck was supposed to be just a clean wipe for death to just put everything back on track to where we were supposed to be.
I did like how in the first movie, and we've all seen it, the bus part where like the girl like steps out and gets smoked by the fucking bus, which is like a giggle kill. I like how like they like brought that back to when the girl gets hit by the airbag. Mm. And I love like that whole like part like that she's like, can you put that on quiet mode? And the dude's like, yeah, I'll turn it on quiet mode. And then he promptly fucking kills her. Like,
yeah, it's definitely a.
How do you not disable the fucking airbag? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck are we doing?
There's like two things there. There's like one, she's not in danger of like you have to get her out right now. So yes, you're going to disconnect the battery before you fuck with the car. Two, I'm pretty sure jamming the jaws of life or whatever into in between the fender and the door is not going to set off the airbag. Like, I don't know specifically how airbags are set off, but I have
Death a general gotten patient.
idea.
Death got impatient,
idea, and that's not how that's gonna work.
Death is like, okay, no one's gonna call me out on this shit. Like, just fucking kid, let's end it.
It is a fairly like creative. I don't know. It was one of the more to me fairly like kind of creative.
It's a not laugh fun, out loud
but kind of fun.
It is. Ones. It's up there with the bus thing. It's a laugh out loud death when this movie, like when like you're like, oh shit, and then you're laughing because it's so sudden, and you're like, oh shit.
It's like, you know she's going to die, but you're not entirely sure how they're going to get
there. I like how she has a fucking teenager try pulling the goddamn log, and she's like, how about you watch my legs? I'm like, how about you shut the fuck up, lady? Like, fuck you. I'm trying to help you. Like, and then we have like the whole oil like coming down like the tube underneath the car.
The gasoline that looks like coffee. Yeah.
So we were arguing about that, like. Me and the girl were like, she's like, I'm like, is that oil? Or does it look like gas? I'm like, I don't know what the, which is dark gas.
Well, it's supposed to be gasoline.
Yeah.
It's a very dirty fuel tank, I guess. the gasoline looks like coffee.
Also, rewind it real quick. So they all crash. They have the cop with the pregnant lady. The other car crashes. She's like, he's like, I need to go check on them. She's like, how about you deliver this baby? I'm like, he's a cop. He's going to go check. Like, there's zero chance a cop is driving away from an accident when someone could be dead or dying. Yeah,
he's going to make the radio call he made and, like, say whatever, also need assistance for
hospital. And he's also just very established of being just a bad cop.
That's another guy that he's in the movie for that short amount of time, and I recognize him from somewhere, and I'm not sure where.
Yeah, anyway. But he was just, you know, her water broke, and obviously
the baby's more important than those people dying in the car. So, yeah, fuck them.
Weirdly supposed to be this whole, like, I don't know, almost small town thing, because that's when he's on the radio, and he's like, I need the car. Just, you have a car for your sheriff's department?
So then, obviously, the car blows up, and our favorite cokehead gets just cut in three slices.
I think that's my favorite death in the movie.
Yeah, it's the greatest movie death of all time.
All time, I don't know about. I'm a pretty big fan of the Saw movies. At this point, the shit that happens in those movies.
No way, man. It's perfect.
At this point, the girlfriend looks at me and goes, it wouldn't cut through him. I'm like, no, velocity and force. She's like, it wouldn't cut through him. I'm excited for us to comment. I'm like, go ahead, guys.
Let's depends on how fast you think it's moving.
It really is a concept of velocity, because it is, like, yeah,
it's razor wire, but if depending on how fast it's moving, yeah, it would slice through.
Even at a good speed, it might not get all the way through you, but it's going to kill you.
It'll get about halfway. You're going to die.
Especially if it gets through your throat.
He's lucky that it got all the way through him. Honestly, if it went about halfway, he's dead.
Just crashed.
And then you're just struggling.
Then you're just dumping your guts on the ground, and
yeah, and nobody needs that. And luckily, he's
fucking dying here
in three easy pieces. You know, he's just
all right. So, get to the hospital, to have the baby. Find out, fuck, baby was in the accident, which I like that twist. And Clear Rivers and the motorcycle rider, whose name I cannot remember, die awful. Because
he almost dies as the baby's being delivered, and his
because Death is a bitch. He's a fucking edgy motherfucker.
Respirator machine, whatever.
Yeah,
we have pure oxygen going through.
Unplugs his oxygen.
Yeah. Oxygen's being dumped in the room. Then you get she clear opens the door, which.
Then I've seen backdraft.
Is the thing that then causes the plug? Yeah, to...
it just. Combust and
pop out and spark, and then everything goes boom.
And then,
which is real, I think, realistic. I mean,
I saw Jaws and said they killed Jaws. We call him Jaws a liar.
I was just saying, that's one of the more that, like, you dump pure oxygen in a room for a couple minutes and then cause a spark, like that goes boom.
Yeah, they made it a point to show all the vents closed. It's just oxygen in there. Which, again, at this point, this is, again, if you're the bike riding guy, also can't remember his name, he's just been breathing straight oxygen for a minute. He's high out of his fucking
mind
anyway. Who he doesn't like even the... know he died.
Did he?
She got her face melted off.
Eugene.
That's very unfortunate for her. It's...
She's made it 1.8 movies. She this almost is... got there.
This is John Moxon's fault, if you ask me.
He's just merely a man. Merely a man.
John Moxon is merely a man.
I don't want your life. Well, either is she, because she's dead. Where do we fall? Go ahead.
Well, I did find it interesting on the whole thing of like when the death thing happened and they were like, oh, well, it's moving backwards. That like that realization happened between them when they're having the conversation, and Clear wasn't like, oh, well, I wonder where this ends. Like, if it's going to go backwards, that means it's going to come to me, right? Like, she never had that thought in her head.
It's got it right. It's got to come back.
Like, if it's starting from reverse from the events of what we're talking about, well, I'm at the end of that line if it's going backwards. So, but no, she just never, like, that's never a thing that it gets addressed or she even says or thinks about, I guess. I don't know.
Too busy trying to get that baby born. They must be all Republicans. Anyways.
That is the world's biggest baby that comes out. World's cleanest and biggest baby that she gives birth to.
For life, for sure.
I did love my favorite part of the whole movie. Like, we don't have any good quotes, but like, I do have a quote that I laughed hard. It's after the elevator death and Clear Rivers and the woman gets the head with the tube, and she goes, let's go find that pregnant woman. She's just covered in blood. It's like,
yeah, that is a good moment.
She's just so deadpan. She's like,
just walk in absolutely traumatized and just, let's go find that pregnant.
All right. So there is no small famous actors in a small role. We did mention a few.
Honestly, like, yeah, there's a few apparently that you didn't, like, mention, but there are realistically aren't.
They've all done stuff.
Mickey, like, from Shameless is my high one, but apparently there's guy from Criminal Minds or some shit you guys mentioned before the podcast. Or
AJ Cook, the chick.
Kimberly, the main character, Kimberly. So she's the one that takes over for the main what's his nuts, right? Or is like
Hotch. Yeah,
I am a sexist. I thought when you said AJ Cook, you went the cop. But no, the girl's name is AJ.
No,
Kimberly's, yeah. AJ Cook is the actress that plays Kimberly, and she's like second fiddle to Hodgner in Criminal Minds, and then takes.
Ooh, sorry, and she's Jenny in Out Cold.
Shit, she is.
She's in 324 episodes of Criminal Minds, so I overestimated.
324 episodes of that show. How many serial killers are there?
I used to watch a lot of Criminal Minds, and then I stopped watching Criminal Minds, and then they made 12 more seasons of Criminal Minds. Yeah,
that's the thing. I watched a lot of it for a while, for like 5 years, and then they just made it for another, like 10 years.
I'd like to watch Supernatural, but apparently there's 800 episodes of Supernatural, so I never watched that show. Dude, so
I watched the shit out of Supernatural, and they just, again, still just made it forever.
Yeah, I don't have time for that shit.
On my third time through, it took me 2 years last time. Worth every minute, though.
All right, so where do we fall on the whole, like, she dies, they bring her back solution?
Well, it's I'm fine with that solution, except the problem is that wasn't, they didn't know about the kid, they didn't know about Mickey, who gets blown all to fuck at the barbecue. So they didn't actually fix it.
Well, they fixed themselves, but they didn't fix him.
But he's still in the cycle. At least that's how, in my brain, it works.
So I don't think his death didn't, or should have been death, didn't affect any other deaths
that you know of.
So,
well, it's just not really a spoiler death thing,
because no one gives a shit. But
I did write down, well, I'll let you go because I have a couple notes about.
So at the end of I think it's the fourth one or third one. I think it's the fourth one. The survivors of that movie end up on a subway with the survivors of the third movie, and it was supposed to be the survivors of the second movie, but those people were too busy to like show up. So that was supposed to be like a clean, like
another like clean white
so,
type of thing.
Yeah,
it might be a third. I think, yeah. So
I did check. I did read through the trivia today. That was, yeah, they did say it was supposed to be, it was supposed to be the survivors from this one and the survivors from the third one were supposed to be in a subway and like do a clean wipe.
In the fourth one.
But yeah, there was some sort of, yeah, scheduling issue or something.
Well, let's just think happy. We're Iowa State then, fans. We enjoy happy thoughts. These two people, AJ Cook and the cop, survive.
I think somewhere they said it pops up in like just sort of a little news article that they died somewhere. They don't ever show it.
Well, eat at Arby's.
But yeah, I did hit. So my last two notes from the actual movie were in all caps. Oh, fuck. I forgot about the barbed wire. And then after that was just, what an absolutely insane way to end a movie. So if you're wondering how it wraps up, that is just when that kid is, because it doesn't.
Why are they at that person's house?
Sense.
Why yeah, are they? Why are you there?
It's very random.
It makes no sense.
Like they made best friends with the family, and then the dad's there too, and then, yeah.
But also,
hey, honey.
12 out of 10. If you can land an arm clean on your mom's dinner plate getting blown up at a barbecue 50 yards away, what a shot, man. That's an all-timer.
Oh, yeah. It's an amazingly hilarious thing to think about. But, like.
Well, yeah, it is.
It's all because of the first one.
Sort of it's your little comic relief. Because I did think about this even watching the movie. I'm like, man, you think you could maybe kind of sprinkle in, like, you think there would be some opportunities for some little jokes or stuff, and there's just not really any humor, which I'm okay with. Again, it's 90 minutes, you fly through it, it is what it is. You don't need to drag it out with dialogue, and it's fine.
These movies are like, except for the fourth one, which is hot shit, these movies are like a perfect example of, like, you know what you're getting. You're gonna watch a disaster, and you have an hour later of like just watching them.
You're gonna watch everybody die.
And like, I love, like,
picked off piece by piece.
I said this earlier. I maintain it. I love when you think you know how they're gonna die, and then it's like, nope, it's not gonna, like in the dentist part where the shit falls in his mouth, and you're like, oh, that's how he's gonna get it. And then like, nope, no, he survives. But glass. Like, there's a part in the third one where like a dude's lifting weights above two like swords above his head, and you're just fucking for sure that's how he's gonna die, and he doesn't. I can't remember how that fucker dies.
Yeah,
the thing breaks and like.
Oh yeah, as he gets smushed,
his head.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's, yeah. I kind of mentioned they obviously do a good job of kind of misdirecting, and they're doing a obviously intentional to show you all these threats. Like you, with the kid at the dentist, it's about, you know, that fish plugs the drain pipe, and so the filter starts leaking, and it starts, you know, and it's getting close to that
in water.
It's getting close to that plug, and it's just, it's going to cause all these problems. But really, all the problem is that the water just kind of greased up the pigeon that ended up inside, and so. But then he almost dies from choking on the little fish, and then it's just like, nope, that's not it. He's fine, and then.
And then gets smushed. Bug gets smushed.
But who hasn't been there, you know?
I do suggest everyone that's listening to this and you too. The third one is pretty good. The first three are really good, I think. All right, good. Good. I'm not saying good. Like, they're entertaining.
They're good as long as your expectations are in line with what they are. Like,
the girlfriend did say that she wants to watch the next three, and I go, no, we're not watching the fourth one. And she goes, we're not fucking skipping the fourth. And I'm like, okay, but it is
trash. Made me watch Rocky V. She can watch.
Fine. All right, Rocky 5 has decent parts. The fourth fucking finalization does not have.
I did have down, I mean, for a good majority of the movie, the acting is not great.
No, they're not. She called it campy.
But right. It very much is, you know what you're getting. It's a 2003 movie, early 2000s movie.
Stifler is in the first movie. You guys remember that shit?
There's a... Right, and that's the thing, is like, there's obviously a decent chunk, at least for me, I assume for you guys, for everybody that still watches these movies, it is a chunk of nostalgia sort of thing. I think it works works if you show it to somebody that is our age, you know, millennials. They will understand. They'll roll with it. They'll think it's a good movie.
I really want to see that sixth one. I think it's going to make a bunch of money if Eric gets made. Like, I am excited for a sixth movie.
I think, Ted, I think you said your kids have seen some of them.
Dude, we watched, like, my oldest one watched all five of them. And, like, we finished the second one. I go, and what did you learn from them? He goes, we don't follow log trucks.
Yeah.
Last year, I sent a...
I showed this to a 23-year-old right now, it would just be a fist fight 30 minutes in.
So I sent a photo to my son back in February. I was following a log truck. I sent, like, just a photo of the log truck. And he wrote back, rip. And so I wrote back, it is, if you enjoy it for what it is, it's great. But if you try going in there being like, it's not, you have to know what it is going into. It's campy. It's fun.
Yes.
I do think enough time's gone past. If they make a sixth one, I think it'll make a shit ton of money because apparently we can't have original ideas, but also I want to see it. I'm a hypocrite. Anyways, we are well past our timeline, I think, and we're getting tired. Sean's notebook is empty. Jake, your notebook?
Yeah, mine's empty. I didn't have that many notes, honestly.
Yeah.
I do have one final note.
Is it, and it Death Always Wins?
No, it is not. It's actually from the trailer, and I forgot I tagged this on the end of my notes. So this movie was brought to you by New Line Cinema, which was an AOL Time Warner company.
Ninja Turtles.
And so at the end of the trailer, it does give you the AOL keyword.
Oh, fuck.
To search the movie.
So as a physical media guy, I bought the Blu-ray of these, all five. How much do you think?
400 America Online discs with it?
I did not. How much do you think it costs for all five movies on Blu-ray to own physically in my hand?
Like as a bundle that you bought?
Yeah, on Amazon. I didn't go through eBay.
Was it like a bundle that you bought, though? Or did you have to buy them separate?
One case, all five movies.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
A bundle.
$25.
$37.
$14.99. Go get the goddamn movies. Go get them.
Yeah, you might as well at that point. That's a good
deal. I mean, you know, I did end up renting them digitally so I could watch them in KC with the girlfriend. But, you know. Anyways, we're doing Scream next. I'm excited about Scream.
Scream, yes. Which will
come
on
Halloween, around Halloween.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know when last time you saw Scream was. I'm excited to watch Scream. I'm excited to talk about Scream.
I cannot tell. I've seen Scream before, but like when I was 12 or something.
Yeah, it's been a very long time since I've seen
it. I have seen all of them.
Original.
I have deep thoughts on all of them.
Some very fresh takes. A buddy of mine, a good friend of mine, has always been, lives and dies for Scream. His October, his Facebook feed, his Twitter, is everything. He's just Scream, man. So
do what, don't,
it's a little overbearing for me, so I do have a little bias about, like, maybe we can tone it down on the screen.
If you want to get really into some fun shit, you should look up Scream Mask on TikTok and see how that fucking that whole trend. Anyways, I am Ted Flint, Jake Voss, Sean Smith, Death Specimen. Still working on an outro because those assholes from North Carolina sued me and I cannot say what I was going to say. So, death comes for us all. Get extra cheese on that burger. Eat at Arby's. Talk to you guys later. So long.